This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first primetime address on Thursday to mark the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lockdowns. Biden is expected to use the moment to pitch toward the future and how prospects will be improved by the passage of his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief aid package through the Democratic-controlled Senate and House of Representatives and without Republican support. Biden is a Democrat. The measure includes $1,400 checks for millions of households, extended unemployment benefits, and billions of dollars to help state and local governments, as well as businesses that have been hit economically by the coronavirus pandemic. The president will sign the COVID relief bill into law on Friday. Japan is marking the 10th anniversary Thursday of the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that hit the northeastern region where many survivors' lives are still on hold. The Japanese government has spent nearly $300 billion on reconstruction projects in Fukushima and other surrounding locales, but many areas around the crippled plant remain off limits due to continued high levels of radiation. More than 40,000 residents are still displaced due to the Fukushima nuclear meltdown. Residents along the country's northeastern coast gathered early Thursday to lay flowers and hold a silent prayer for the more than 18,000 people who lost their lives in the disaster. And the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with killing George Floyd by placing his knee on his neck for just over 8 minutes resumes on Thursday. A day earlier, the Minnesota State Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from the former officer. This is VOA News. 1 year after the World Health Organization declared the COVID-19 outbreak a pandemic, a new study has found that a variant of the virus first detected in Britain is deadlier than other previous versions. A study published in the British Medical Journal said people infected with the B.1.1.7 variant were between 30% to 100% more likely to die than others infected with other versions, with the average rate at about 64%. This variant has been detected in more than 100 countries since it was first detected last September in Southeast Britain. Previous studies show the variant is far more contagious than the original version. Top U.S. infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said that current vaccination levels indicate the United States could reach pre-pandemic levels of normal life by late August or early September. Fauci made the comments during a virtual news briefing on herd immunity by the White House COVID-19 response team. He said their best estimates regarding when herd immunity would be reached and enough people are considered immune from the virus range between 70% to 85% of the U.S. population. Herd immunity doesn't make any one person immune, and outbreaks can still flare up. It means that a virus is no longer easily jumping from person to person, helping to protect those who are still vulnerable to catching it. Fauci added that at current vaccination rates, that level should be reached at the end of the North American summer. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Myanmar's military to restore democratic control to the country following last month's coup. Guterres spoke after the UN Security Council unanimously called for a reversal of the military coup in Myanmar, strongly condemning the violence against peaceful protesters and calling for utmost restraint by the military. Diplomats said the agreement was the result of a rare show of unity over Myanmar among the council's 15 members. That includes China. The movement began last month after Myanmar's military ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's democratically elected government in a coup. The February 1st coup reversed years of internationally supported progress toward democracy in Myanmar after 5 decades of military rule and international isolation. The military staged the coup the same day newly elected lawmakers were due to take office. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.